So, this is the paraphrased version of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus launches the kingdom of heaven and teaches the disciples and crowds. Jesus saw the crowds, so he went up on a mountainside and sat down. This was probably a commanding space where the crowds could hear Jesus quite clearly. His disciples gathered around. Then he began to teach them. Jesus gives blessings. He said, "Blessed are those who are spiritually needy for God in their lives. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them if they take hold of it today. Blessed are those who are sad about the state of the world and all the sin and corruption. They will be comforted, for they will see God's salvation. Blessed are those who are humble before God. They will be given the earth and will take care of it as good conservationists. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for what is right. They will be filled with a strong desire to put things right. Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be shown mercy. Blessed are those whose hearts are pure. They will see God and not believe everything they read in the Daily Mail or the Sun. Blessed are those who make peace. They will be called children of God. So that is our inheritance. Blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right. The kingdom of heaven, which is being launched today, belongs to them. Blessed are you when people make fun of you and hurt you because of me. We have to watch out for comedians and wokeists who ridicule our Christian faith, because they may cause us to compromise our faith. If we don't laugh or agree with them, we are scorned. And if we do laugh or agree, this is also wrong. And all this messes with our sense of well-being. It is the clever 2023 catch-22. You are also blessed when they tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of me. It is hard to feel blessed if this happens. We might become very annoyed and want to sue the rotters. But Jesus warns against this and says, "Be joyful and glad. Your reward in heaven is great. In the same way, people hurt the prophets who lived long ago."
I bring you good news. Hard to find, but it's here today, and it's launching the kingdom of heaven in 2023. As a small boy, the kingdom of heaven was like something that the Christians were telling us, when you die, you'll go to the kingdom of heaven. But in recent years, I've realized that the kingdom of heaven is here, and it has to be launched and relaunched. And Jesus launched it, as we've heard from the reading this morning. Beatitude is a state of great joy. When we read it in the traditional versions, it sounds almost downplayed, doesn't it? But it is a state of great joy. And I also looked up the Latin. For those who did Latin at school, you will remember that it is beati sunt. They always said you had to express it on that particular way, didn't they? Beati. How did they know that? Because nobody spoke Latin, did they? So, blessed are they. That's what it means. Blessed are they. And Matthew 5, 1 to 12 puts the whole thing into context, making clear what the kingdom of heaven stands for. And you will find that the kingdom of heaven is quite an edgy place to go. So travel with me, if you'd be so kind. I looked at, we're all theologians now because we've got the internet, haven't we? So we all look at the different theologians, what did they say, what did they say? Do you know, I didn't find any of them that said the manifesto, it was Jesus' manifesto. No theologian said that, so I bring it to you fresh this morning because I've said it. I can't take it back. Jesus declares his manifesto for the kingdom of heaven. And that first little statement, I always puzzled over that. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And I used to look round at the church I was within years ago and I thought, oh yes, it's a state of being miserable, isn't it? The poor in spirit. But then when I read the expanded version of it, it's blessed are the humble in spirit, so that God can fill the void. Can you see how that opens it up? Humble in spirit so God can fill the void. And then mourn. I thought what it would be to keep mourning all day long. I mean, it would be a horrendous way to live your life. But the thing about it is it's to mourn the evil in the world, not to accept the evil in the world, and to look forward to its redemption through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So these things, when you look at them from a slightly different angle, take on a slightly different complexion to them. Let us be meek in God's presence, but not weak when confronted with wickedness. Let us be driven by the desire to secure righteousness. Let us be merciful because God is merciful to us. Let us remain pure in heart in spite of the social pressures. Do you know, we images and statements through the media constantly play with our minds, don't you? The things that my parents would have been absolutely shocked about. They've been shocked rigid. They're common parlance now. But that's the way the world moves on. But God says, remain pure in heart. Let us work for peace wherever there's conflict. And St. Francis' prayer, which we heard this morning, actually expresses that, doesn't it? Let us stand firm against the evil, even if we're persecuted. We're not too persecuted here, we're more compromised, aren't we? Stand firm, I would say, about being compromised. Let us be excluded. Oh, don't like that, you being excluded from society. No, it says, let us be excluded from society if we stand with Jesus on the big moral issues. And in our prayers, we've thought about the big moral issues that actually confront our country now. Let's stand with Jesus. So, the Kingdom of Heaven manifesto upset nearly everybody, didn't it? And these are the following parables. It upset the Roman Empire. Can you see why it upset the Roman Empire? Because they think another kingdom, and we need to stamp these things out. And you might say, well, the Romans were a vicious lot. But have you seen what happens in Russia? If anybody speaks against the war, what happens? They disappear. And it's like Roman times have been reinvented. So the Lord Jesus, when he launches his manifesto, takes that huge risk. I must speak, as I know, more from Framlingham about launching things. I'm sure this doesn't upset you here in Stokely Baptist Church. But in Framlingham, we would have set up a working group about launching the manifesto. And we'd think, perhaps they will come to the church meeting with some ideas. And shall we hire the Portland Road Stadium? And then they found out it was £100,000 just to the night. Shall we go on Christchurch Park? Oh, then there's insurance problems. And then about 3 years later, we would have done it on the Market Hill in Framlingham. But can you see when the Lord Jesus did these things, he knew he hadn't got long. So he goes on a mountain and he says, the kingdom of heaven. This is it. They upset all the religious communities, such as the Sadducees, who were wealthy and self-sufficient to the point of denying God's involvement in everyday life. Sad, you see? Sad, you see? Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Sums it up in a word. The Pharisees were representatives of the common people. There's a song about that somewhere, I'll just have to rewrite that. And had the respect of the masses. They compromised with Rome. And the church has to be careful about compromising with the state, doesn't it? It's subtle the way it happens. So they said, what's wrong with tried and tested traditions? We don't messing about with our traditions, do we? Abraham and Moses served us well. The Ten Commandments have provided an excellent framework for life, for a perfect life. And we have improved it with 365 negative regulations. That's one for every day of the year. That's joy, isn't it? And a total package of 613 regulations, which adds to our state of joy. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, they said. We're not sad, you see. It gets boring. So, here I'm about to offend every one of you, because I'm going to make fun of every political party I think that exists. So here we are. Every one of the... You've got 2 years to an election, but we're building up to it all the time, aren't we? Building up to it. Launching a better manifesto. Vote for us. So this is tongue-in-cheek. And I will offend you all. Conservative manifesto, bonuses for the rich, food banks for the poor. Now that's fair, isn't it? Everybody gets a piece of the action. The Labour manifesto, jam. That's just about managing, you've heard that term, haven't you? For the poor, and a tax on smiling for the rich. That'll teach them a lesson. And the Liberal Democrats, equality cake. For all, in the future, which is to come, maybe. Green Party manifesto, cold, low energy, vegan soup, and huddling together on bicycles for warmth. Very appealing that, isn't it? Some arrived on bicycles this morning, I'm very pleased to say that. But I don't know if they had vegan soup, energy, get it. Yeah. Sorry?
Not today,
but no, tomorrow, yes. Look forward to it. And it does warm you up, doesn't it, riding a bus? Now, here's some shocking facts that 60% of inflation is caused by greedflation. Have you heard of greedflation? Now, you can cut this any way you like, but what they say is the war in Ukraine caused 40%. Of the inflation, but then everybody who is in power jumped on the bandwagon, and that's where the 60% of inflation comes. And there are all sorts of political commentators who will say you can't cut it that way, but I just put it out there so that we can think about where inflation comes from. And it isn't necessarily because the nurses want more pay. It is built in from the other end. Why is this relevant, eh? Well, I'm finished then. Look a little more. 60% of the cost in care homes, I call this is profits revert to vulture capitalists. Have you heard of them? You may have heard of them as venture capitalists, but they are what I call vulture capitalists. And so when Granny goes into a sheltered home and it's £1,000 a week, 600 goes to the financing of it. I'm sounding awfully left-wing this morning, aren't I? I don't intend to be, but what I'm saying is it time for a new manifesto? Let's have a look. So Jesus saw all this coming. Amazing, isn't it? You can look forward to the day, to this day in January 2023. And Jesus says, come, my Father invites us to mobilize the kingdom of heaven Today, in 2023, if we see those who are, for example, hungry, give food to the food bank. Thirsty, make warm drinks. Homeless, provide a warm place to stay. Cold, give warm clothing to each and every one. Did you see each there? Yes, I'm not translating. We do this as if we are meeting Jesus himself, because that's what the Bible says, doesn't it? When we do these things, you are doing it as if you did it to me. So we move on. Is the kingdom of heaven open to all? What do you think? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And what comes next? So whosoever believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but the world would be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. Is God being too liberal here? Are certain people excluded? Or is what God does amazing grace? Amazing grace. So, how does God view Christian bank robbers? Can you see what happens there? It's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? You can't be a Christian and a bank robber. You have to give up bank robbing. I'm using these extremes because as Christians, we have to recognize there are certain things that we have to move away from when we become Christians. And we've got a good guidance here. Jesus said, love God totally and your neighbor as yourself. So that puts everything into context. You shall have no other gods before me. I mean, there are all sorts of things. That every one of us has got a different god that enters our life. I mean, football is the well-known one, isn't it? And there's stars like Stanley Matthews. I don't know much about football. Marcus Rashford, I'm right on the ball there, aren't I? It's almost like a form of worship, isn't it? I'm just picking football because it is worldwide and universal. Other of us have different gods that come along. And then we have idols, don't we? We've got one who lives just in the next village to us. He's called Ed. Yeah, and I've probably told you before, in Phoebe's charity shop that she works in, it's scary. When you go in, there's a big cardboard cutout of Ed Sheeran. People come in and take selfies of wanting to be with their idol. It's a strange world, isn't it? It's a strange world. You shall not blaspheme the name of the Lord. We hear it every day, don't we? It grates. We shan't do that. You must remember to have a day of rest. It's very compelling sometimes to work 7 days a week. We shouldn't do that. Here's a very simple one. Honor your father and your mother. It's high on the scale, isn't it? You shall not murder. And Jesus clarified that by saying you can murder people by just downplaying them and making mockery of them. And, you know, it's very easily done. You shall not commit adultery. Well, because most of us don't do that. But it's easy, Jesus says, to look at people in the wrong way. That's both male and female. They can look at people. You shall not steal. That's where the Christian bank robber comes in, isn't it? You shall not steal. These are things that we have to be very aware of. You shall not be scandalmongers. Gossip is part of scandalmongering. And you shall not covet. Not that these things affect me like AC Cobras and E-type Jaguars. I mean, they're completely ambivalent towards them. But some people are, you know, hard driven by coveting such things as this, coveting houses and coveting all these sort of things. I just put that down there as a guide list because Jesus expands it and he refers to 30 mile an hour speed limits here. I don't know if you realise that, but What he's saying, love your neighbour as yourself, and the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit's there, so it's there to protect people, your neighbour. So if you go through at 60 and somebody hits your car, can you see how Jesus had planned all this even for today? So, as we come to the end, you'll be relieved of you. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say,
rejoice.
Amen. Some of you are still with him. Let everyone see your beautiful attitude. Jesus' kingdom is coming to a place near you. Near you. I've come from Saxton. There's a place near me in Saxton and a place near you. Don't worry, but pray and ask God for everything you need. Always giving thanks for what you have because you belong to Christ Jesus. God's peace will stand guard over all your thoughts and feelings. His peace can do wonders for your mental health. Brothers and sisters, continue to think about these beautiful attitudes and what is worthy of praise. Think about what is true and honourable, right and pure, beautiful and respected. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say,
rejoice.
You're on the message. God bless you all. And